Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India can lead the vision of fashion for environment and empowerment. An earthquake of magnitude 4 hit Delhi NCR this morning. Strong tremors felt in several parts of northern India. Qatar Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani to begin a two-day state visit to India from today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is working on Trump's plan to remove and resettle Gaza's population. And in Women's Premier League, Gujarat Giants beat UP Warriors by 6 wickets in Vadodara. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the world is adopting the vision of fashion for environment and empowerment, and India can lead the way in this regard. He pointed out that sustainability has always been an integral part of Indian textile tradition, citing examples like khadi, tribal textiles, and the use of natural dyes. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Text 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said India's traditional sustainable techniques are now being enhanced with cutting-edge technologies benefiting artisans, weavers and millions of women associated with the industry.
आज पूरी दुनिया सस्टेनेबल लाइफस्टाइल के महत्व को समझ रही है. फैशन वर्ल्ड भी इसके प्रभाव से अछूता नहीं है. आज दुनिया फैशन और एनवायरनमेंट और फैशन फॉर एम्पावरमेंट के लिए इस विजन को अपना रही है. इस संबंध में भारत दुनिया को रास्ता दिखा रहा है. सस्टेनेबिलिटी हमेशा से भारतीय टेक्सटाइल की परंपरा का अभिन्न हिस्सा रहा है. हमारी खादी, ट्राइबल टेक्सटाइल्स, नेचुरल डाइज का उपयोग, ये सभी सस्टेनेबल लाइफस्टाइल के ही उदाहरण है.
The Prime Minister said the government aims to increase the textile exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees.
आज हम दुनिया के छठे सबसे बड़े टेक्सटाइल और एप्रल्स एक्सपोर्टर है. हमारा टेक्सटाइल निर्यात 3 लाख करोड़ रुपए तक पहुंच चुका है. अब हमारा लक्ष्य है 2030 तक हम इसे 9 लाख करोड़ रुपए तक लेकर जाएंगे. लेकिन आज जो मैंने वहां जो मिजाज देखा है तो मुझे लगता है कि शायद आप ये मेरा आंकड़ा गलत सिद्ध कर देंगे और 2030 के पहले ही काम पूरा कर देंगे.
The Prime Minister said India is moving ahead in direction of manufacturing high grade carbon fiber. The Prime Minister also stated that government is working on creating skilled talent pool for the textile sector. Bharat Tex 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th. An earthquake of magnitude 4 hit New Delhi and several parts of northern India early this morning. According to the National Centre of Seismology, the origin time was 5:36 hours and the epicentre was located at a depth of 5 kilometres near Delhi. The National Centre of Seismology informed that the quake, which struck Delhi, Noida, Indirapuram and other NCR regions, was at a latitude of 28.59 north and a longitude of 77.16 east. No immediate damage to properties or loss of life has been reported. Director of the National Centre for Seismology, Om Prakash Mishra, told Akashvani that the epicentre of the earthquake was at Dhola Kuan.
ये जो झटका हुआ है शैलो डेप्थ पर हुआ है, बहुत ही कम डेप्थ पर हुआ है. जो झील जो है जो धौला कुआं के करीब में 4.5 के करीब है, इससे थोड़ा सा ज्यादा मैग्नीट्यूड है शैलो होने पर, इसलिए सबको सेटिंग जो है फील हुआ है. यहाँ पर कोई नॉन फॉल्ट नहीं है जो अर्थक्वेक जनरेट किया हो, लेकिन यहाँ पर लिनियामेंट्स बहुत है, वीक जोन बहुत से है. अच्छा है कि ये रिलीज हो गया है जिस जोन में ये हुआ है. तो यही सावधानी लेना है कि यदि कहीं वो रह रहे हैं उनका स्ट्रक्चर यदि वीक है और क्रैक्ड है, उसे थोड़ा दूर रहें या उसको रिपेयर कराएं, क्योंकि 24 आवर्स में एक छोटा झटका आने की संभावना रहती है.
Here is the first hand reactions from Delhi residents after the earthquake.
करीबन 5:30 बजे करीब आया है भूकंप, और हम लोग जैसे ही भूकंप आया तो हम लोग नीचे उतर गए हैं, और काफी था, लेकिन काफी बड़ा मेजर था और आई थिंक कहीं कुछ हुआ ना.
मैं एक्चुअली अपनी ट्रेन का वेट कर रहा था वेटिंग लाउंज में, तो अचानक ही बहुत तेज लगा धड़ाम जैसा। काफी लोग जितने भी हमारे लोग वेटिंग रूम में थे सब भागने लगे बाहर की तरफ। तो देखा कि कुछ नहीं हुआ है, बट सबने रोका, उन्होंने कहा कि एकदम भूकंप आया था, माइनर 5 सेकंड्स।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged everyone to stay calm and follow safety precautions. In a social media post, Mr. Modi forewarned the citizens to stay alert for possible aftershocks and assured that the authorities are keeping a close watch on the situation. The Delhi police have released helpline numbers for residents to reach out in case of emergencies. In a social media post, the Delhi police informed the citizens to dial 112 for any emergency help. Another flight of illegal Indian immigrants from the US landed at Amritsar's Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport last night with 112 deportees. This is the third such flight and second within 24 hours, which brought back deported Indians who entered the US through illegal means or were duped by the travel agents on the pretext of sending them legally to the US. Amritsar Deputy Commissioner Sakshi Sohni stated in a media briefing that all necessary arrangements have been made, including provisions for their safe return home.
112 लोग आए हैं इस फ्लाइट में, अभी सबकी इमिग्रेशन चल रही है, जो भी उनकी रिक्वायरमेंट्स थी, फूड की थी, सारा कुछ हमने प्रोवाइड किया हुआ है, उनका प्रबंध हुआ हुआ है, घर जाने का भी उनका आगे का प्रबंध हुआ पड़ा है।
With this flight, more than 300 Indians have been deported from the US. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railways, in its statement, said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side. Regular trains will continue to be operated from all platforms. This is a step in the direction of avoiding peak hour rush getting accumulated in one platform. In addition, the deployment of Railway Protection Force and Government Railway Police Forces in New Delhi Railway Station has been increased. And now news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. Spread over an area of 40,000 square feet at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, the Swachh Sujal Gaon is showcasing the transformation of Uttar Pradesh's rural landscape under various government initiatives. It offers visitors a glimpse into the state's success story, showcasing villages transformed by landmark state government reforms. A report.
The model village demonstrates how the water scarcity issues in Bundelkhand have been addressed, including in Banda, Jhansi, Chitrakoot, Lalitpur and Mahoba. The village is built around the theme Pejal ka Samadhan, Mere Gaon ki Nayi Pehchan and reflects the age-old tradition of Atithi Devo Bhava. The visitors are served Jal Prasad or water offerings during their visit. Various programs, exhibitions and daily Ganga Jal Aarti are being held in the village each evening. Information in the village is available in 5 languages, Hindi, English, Bengali, Telugu and Marathi, ensuring that visitors from all over the country can connect with the changes taking place in Uttar Pradesh. The Swachh Sujal Gaon is developed by the Namami Gange Rural Water Supply Departments. It will remain open for visitors until 26th of this month. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, will be on a two-day state visit to India from today. During the visit, Sheikh Tamim will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement, the visit of the Emir of Qatar will provide further momentum to the growing multifaceted partnership. The MEA said in recent years the ties between the two countries, including in the areas of trade, investment, energy, technology, culture and people-to-people ties, have continued to strengthen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's working on the US President Donald Trump's plan to remove and resettle Gaza's population. He called it the only way to secure the region's future. Netanyahu discussed the plan with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Jerusalem, who kicked off a Middle East visit yesterday. Endorsing Israel's war aims in Gaza, Mr. Rubio said Hamas must be eradicated. Netanyahu also vowed to open the gates of hell in Gaza if Hamas does not return all hostages.
President Trump and I are working in full cooperation and coordination between us. We have a common strategy, and we can't always share the details of this strategy with the public, including when the gates of hell will be opened, as they surely will if all our hostages are not released until the last one of them.
French President Emmanuel Macron will host an emergency summit of European leaders, including Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer, on the Ukraine conflict today. The development comes after US officials suggested Europe would have no role in any talks on ending the conflict. US President Donald Trump stunned European allies in NATO and Ukraine last week when he announced he had held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin without consulting with them and would start a peace process. On to sports. In the Women's Premier League 2025, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 6 wickets at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last evening. Gujarat Giants chased down 144-run target in 18 overs with 6 wickets in hand. Gujarat captain Ashley Gardner led the way with 52 runs and was named player of the match. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In hockey, the Indian men's hockey team earned their first points in the AFIH Pro League with a 2-0 win over Spain at Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar last evening. After losing 1-3 in the first leg, India dominated their return match yesterday. In the women's match, India lost 1-2 in a shootout to England after a 2-2 draw in regulation time. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight, we will bring a discussion on prevention and treatment of stroke with Dr. P. Saratchandra, Senior Professor, Department of Neurosurgery, and Dr. Deepthi Vibha, Additional Professor, Department of Neurology, AIMS. During the program, listeners can ask questions to our experts relating to stroke, like its symptoms, prevention, and treatment. To participate, you can call on the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. You can also send your queries via WhatsApp number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskEIR. Payal Kapadia's critically acclaimed movie, All We Imagine as Light, failed to fetch an award at the 78th edition of BAFTA. The film was competing in the Best Film Not in the English Language category, lost to French title Emilia Perez, a Spanish-language French musical crime drama. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Anuja. Speaking about the growing role of technology, especially AI and listing fire of vision at the Bharat Tech, Prime Minister Modi invites startups to triple the export target for textile sector before 2030, writes the Times of India. All newspapers have mentioned about the Delhi railway station stampede because of miscommunication as railway panel begins probe. Congestion, crowding and chaos, a recipe for disaster, writes Hindustan Times. An inbox picture of change of guard ceremony in a new format at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the national capital, featuring an elaborate visual and musical performance, finds mention on the front page of the Tribune. New Delhi CM on Thursday with names of Bansuri Swaraj, Virendra Sachdev and Parvesh Verma making at the top of the list is a headline in the Pioneer. And finally, 74-match IPL bonanza to begin from March 22 with defending champions KKR playing RCB at the Eden Garden sites, Hindustan Times. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India can lead the vision of fashion for environment and empowerment. An earthquake of magnitude 4 hit Delhi NCR this morning. Strong tremors felt in several parts of northern India. Qatar Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani to begin a two-day state visit to India from today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is working on Trump's plan to remove and resettle Gaza's population. And in Women's Premier League, Gujarat Giants beat UP Warriors by 6 wickets in Vadodara. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.